guidance as we open up to our higher councils. There are councils of light that are assisting our transference of consciousness. So our job is just like the daily message. Our job really is to receive. Our job is to open up to our grandest expansion, to our grandest receptivity. In other words, to go beyond reason. So reason is going to be the linear. The reason is I can go this far, and that's the end. So when we go into our grandest expansion, we delight. So they're showing me like this, it almost looks like this wheel of life. In any event, we're establishing our authority in our divine perception, in our divine conception of self. So what we're doing is we're allowing ourselves to pass through. We're allowing ourselves to go beyond. We're allowing ourselves to expand into our entitlement, into our riches, into our possibilities. So there are these dragons. It's so funny. Now it's like it's all coming together. So when I was getting ready, I was actually in the shower, and it's like this dragon appeared. And I thought, ah, this is new. So these dragons are here assisting our possibilities. In other words, it's sort of like they support our anchoring in of our new adventure. So understand these are celestial dragons it's almost like if you had an escort. So you were Air Force One or whatever, and you've got these escorts keeping you safe, keeping you protected. In essence, that's what these dragons are doing, is they're holding our space. They're kind of like spotting us. So they're holding our energetic placement as we arrive. So our arrival has to do with our allotment. In other words, the energies are here. The offering is here. They're saying the entitlement is strong. What this means is we came to Earth. We came to the earthly plane. We incarnated in order to be of service. So the emphasis is strong because what we're doing is, if you can remember this, we're simply going back. We're simply returning. We're simply permitting our true understanding of self to be revealed, to be self-revealed. In other words, it matters not what anyone else sees, thinks, understands, because it's all a dream state. What matters is our inevitability. So in English, our responsibility, come here, buddy, our responsibility to align with the light. So as we will receive this new proxy, in other words, it is time. We understand that there's a lot happening on a global level to orchestrate the return of the light. Yes, I thought it was about time you came to visit us. To orchestrate the return of the light. And so what we're doing is opening up our hearts. Now, in this sequence, it's opening up our hearts to extreme measures of delight in terms of our own energy exchange, our own provisions. In other words, we can see the glory of God in another. We can recognize another's gifts, another's beauty. And so very often, light workers, because we're so sensitive, it's like we still see ourselves in lack. So this offering of even exchange is to allow ourselves the gift of true perception, of true composure. So the composure is seeing your true colors, seeing your true lifestyle, seeing your true harmony, and coming into this essence of respect. Because in order to activate that, our homecoming, in other words, that which we are bringing to the table, that which we are coinciding with, that which we are restoring, we have to see ourselves in rightful posture. So in other words, we can't dismiss our own understanding, our own achievement, our own appreciation of self, and hope to excess and multiply. In other words, we can only pass on to another to the extent that we have allowed our own safe passage. So they're showing me the Knight of Pentacles. So this is the time of arrival. This is what we've been waiting for, if you want to think of that in terms of our dream state in this linear reality. We've been waiting for, in essence, our own return to self. So as we will allow, and they're literally like everyone's receiving these bouquets of these roses. So again, it's Mother Mary that's been assisting us. And again, when we think of Mother Mary, we're not moving into religion. We're simply allowing our true destiny. So we're going to have different masters that step forth at certain intervals, at certain, you know, when we reach a certain frequency, it's like, okay, here's the next fulfillment, because we're learning how to adjust to our own it's an interesting thing. So I'm going to explain why I'm struggling, and it's not struggling, it's like finding our placement. The reason is I'm offering this attunement, is I'm offering, not me, the spiritual me, it's like there's this holding, there's this field of energy that's holding everyone in place. And part of the reason why I was like, where are we, where do we go, is it's sort of like there's this energetic field for all. And as some of us are kind of like wobbly or whatever, it's sort of like, where did you go? So they want me to explain this. So what I'm attuning is I'm attuning to everyone's energy field, and in essence sort of sponsoring everyone, which is the reason like the words are less significant. Now there's a reason they're having me explain this. At the end of the day, it's all about our energy field. It's all about our station in life. So we don't have, and they're making this statement, we don't have to worry what occurred yesterday. We don't have to worry about what occurred in the linear. What matters is our follow through for grace. In other words, what we're willing to attune to in the very present, in the very moment. Because as we will receive our ascension, as we will receive our light, we open up to our stardom, we open up to our victory, we open up to heaven's glance. So again, in the now moment is the place of miracles. So they're saying, even when we're listening to this attunement, what we're doing is we're learning how to allow ourselves to dream, to expand, to allow ourselves to receive our true vision, our true entitlement, our true good favor. And so as we do with this energetically, the words are just sponsoring. The words are almost like it's the ladle or the spatula, whatever. It's like helping everyone to hold the energy in place. But in truth, it's the energy, it's the frequency. Now, the reason they're explaining this is when we decide, so this is the given moment, when we decide to serve our own advantage, that means when we drop the boundary, when we drop all of the, all of that belief in sorrow, all of that belief in station, all of that belief that we're not ready, we're not prepared. When we're, remember the, like the ladle, it's like when we're willing to receive our true existence, our true alchemy, it really doesn't matter what's occurred yesterday. You could have, it's almost like you could have gotten everything upside down backwards, and through that involvement, through that exposure, through that circumstance, if you come to then open up to your own heart's advantage, your own acquittal will then justify the reward. In other words, you are totally caught up and then some. It is very important, because you're saying our minds still like to play that playback. Our minds still like to go in past. And so we want to remember, when we're in the past, we're out of the field of dreams. We're out of that energetic field of expectancy where magic can happen. So you just want to remember that. It's like magic. And I literally have this energy, and just imagine a magic potion of light, and it's just continuously orbiting, like it's in constant motion. So this is in the now moment. This is our now presence. This is what is attuning us to our highest claim. In essence, it's our connection to our higher higher heart, and it's where we create alchemy. It's where we move into our multidimensional status. So the whole point is we can relax. We can relax because the whole idea is to allow our place of wholeness, to allow that place of light, to allow that place of full retrieval. And as we get better and better and better still, it's all there. So we want to remember everything we're stepping into has already been written in the stars. They're saying guaranteed, no exception. So you can't really be late to the party. Like, it's like your name is on your place setting. Your little bag at the end, your name's already on that too. So the more that we can relax into our light, relax into our stardom. In other words, we've all been playing in darkness. And just imagine like kids like falling into place and coming home for dinner. The table is set. So if you arrive first in, you arrive third in, or you arrive last in, you're still entitled to the same buffet line. You're still entitled to the same dinner. It's very important we understand this because we get tongue-tied. We get caught up in past association. If only I didn't. Maybe I should have. Why didn't I? Maybe I still... All of this mind stuff, it keeps us frozen. It keeps us in despair. It keeps us in separation. Now, they're saying we do that in the affirmative. In other words, we do that in the future state as well. What if this happens? What if that happens? What? On and on and on. On the merry-go-round. Now, our egoic self is having a field day because it's like, aha, they're not going anywhere. They're busy entertaining all that we're feeding them. So the graduation is simply when we decide to get off that merry-go-round and stay put. Now, the reason we don't is because we still don't realize we're entitled. We still associate with fear. We still associate with the drama. So we're either in the past or in the future. And they're saying tra-la-la because that song will go on for a millennium. What we're doing is opening up to our destiny in the now moment. And when the more that we can relax and receive, it's written in the stars. They're saying, they're saying, play it again, Sam. It's written in the stars because they really want us to anchor in the awareness that we're arriving. You order takeout. You show up at that restaurant on time. You show up 10 minutes late. It's still there with your name on it. So we want to feel the safety of that. Where what we're doing, they're giving me this symbol, this seal. This is an energetic offering that, oh gosh, it's like I've seen this a couple, but only a couple times, and here it is. So we are calling this forth due to our own consensus. In other words, we've called this meeting, our higher selves collectively are calling forth what we're ready to accept. As we can receive this, as we can open up and substantiate this in terms of our own providence, in terms of our own excellence. So again, we're seeing ourselves in our true state of arrival, our true state, our true status. Not the linear story. I did this in second grade and then I got the one through that bad relationship and oh boy. You know, that's the story. That's the story. To come to serve, we take on a story. It's like you're going to play the game. Okay, play this character. Okay. So we're playing this character and learning, remembering our holiness. Because as we bring forth our holiness, each of us are playing a character because it serves the tapestry, it serves the whole. So we're all not going to be in the medical field because we don't need everyone awakening that happens to be a doctor or a nurse or a holistic practitioner. We're scattered. We're scattered around the globe. We're scattered in every occupation, in every aspect of life. So the more that we see that where we are with our particular puzzle is exactly the perfect place, divine orchestration. So it's not about anything as much as it is about that solemn, what would be that word? It's like I literally see that threefold flame. Witnessing, I'm just going to say witnessing. Because once we see it in consciousness, once we recognize our truth, once we recognize that stirring, we open up. We open up to our divine wisdom, and then we perform the miracle that we set upon long ago. So we're returning to our own ministry, our own upkeeping, our own transference of faith. So what we're receiving in essence is our total self, our total claim. So know that the care package that comes, know that the energies that arrive come in perfect measure. You're not going to suddenly wake up to amazing psychic abilities if that's not your next calling, if that's not what's most needed in your next step. So they're reminding us not to get out of kilter, not to be concerned. Like we're looking over our shoulders and it's like, oh my gosh, look at their gift. Well, that's coming in good measure for their sequencing, for how they will serve. So we want to drop all that comparison to looking over to what's going on in our neighbor's garden. Remember, we're all serving with delight. And again, we're serving, the blessings are coming through self. We can't serve empty-handed. So some of us have been, what would be the word? Grounded, detoured. Because if you're serving with shame, guess what? Your frequency is increasing and your power is increasing, which means that shame is increasing. So we don't want to be handing out shame to our brethren, to our brothers and sisters. So some of us create these timeouts and we think, oh, we failed. No, we didn't. We upgraded. And because our intention is boomeranging that much faster, if we need to clear something out, it's sort of like putting on the hazard lights when you're driving. It's like, over to the side for a moment, please. So that you can release that impoverished energy. So again, no one's failing. No one's behind. It's just that your higher self's going to dictate whatever best serves your circumstances. If you've gotten so much power that you're a little unbalanced because now you're serving at a lack, well, that needs to be healed. For your service call and also for your own endowment. You're ready to break through in healing and you're still believing a lack. Well, that won't do. So when you see, it's like, well, how come the phone's not ringing? Where do my clients go? It's because it's time to go within and release that thorn. No error. They're saying no error, no problem. Everything's supporting your advancement. So as we will seal our fate, as we will seal with victory. They're showing me a sonogram. Birth. This is our birthing opportunity. And the birthing of our Christ energy, our Christ nature. Again, don't let the words throw you. It's simply your true essence. All these and more ye shall do. That's now. The time is now. So again, we're moving into our multidimensional aspects of self and we're revising our understanding, our access. There's nothing like extraordinary about aligning with your Christ self. It's removing all the blockages. It's the most natural state of being. So as we will receive our like our divine understanding. Now, the reason I'm tripping over words today, by the way, is every time I get these upgrades, it's like it just comes in a foreign language, and English is like the last thing. It's just the last thing in my brain. So again, this has to do with our increase. So when I say I'm going to say my upgrade or whatever I said, it's the collective. It's the collective. It's each of us stepping up because what's being offered is a higher advantage. You could not receive it if you had not played along. So this is what we're doing. We're graduating in sequence. So just imagine, like, you know, the class of whatever, and it's like the Green Berets or whatever it is, and we keep moving along in our upgraded status. Someone needs to receive that. There's no better, higher, lower. We're all equal. We're just bringing forth different delights. And we're collectively bringing this forth. Whoever this is, your guide, is just like, say this. And it's just the funniest things. He is basically saying, like, dip that cookie in your milk. Dip that cookie in your milk. So cute. So very, very cute. So this is the point. This is the point, to accept your cuteness, to accept yourself as unconditional love, because that's who we are. That's who we are. That's what we're aligning with. And everything unlike love is passing through, if we haven't noticed. So as we seal this attunement, as we seal this orchestration, we do so in great honor of our self-discovery, discovering our true essence, discovering our homecoming. So as we receive these energies, we allow them to clear out anything that's not attuned to love. Someone's saying, well, that's a lot of clearing. But remember, everything is present in the now. So it's a lot of clearing if you're doing it in a linear fashion, day by day by day by day, take out a lot of calendars. If it's all in the now moment, it's simply one agreement. It's one agreement to turn on your light and no longer function like you did yesterday, because you're plugged into the truth. So really, it's all at once as you will receive this. So we function, it seems like it's linear, but we function beyond. So what we're agreeing to is who we are in our truth. So when we say a lot of clearing, it's just one acceptance. And remember, that statement, that offering, that attunement affects many avenues. Many avenues. So just imagine, they're showing me like if you had clear water and you put a drop of blue food coloring, and then you would watch that coloring just permeate, like it goes to the right, it goes to the left, goes up, it goes down. Doesn't just stay in one little place. That's what we're allowing. In that one moment of acceptance, all is affected. All is affected. Let us receive our light. Let us receive in full measure. Don't have to wait, take a little slice. I'll come back tomorrow when I think it's due me. It's all due now. It was due yesterday. It was due yesterday. Will you receive today? Will you receive today? Let us pray. Very, very, very good. Very, very, very good. All right.